This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. Thousands in Yemen are celebrating the departure of President Ali Abdullah Saleh. Saleh flew to Saudi Arabia yesterday at the invitation of Saudi King Abdullah. He's being treated there for injuries suffered during an attack by opposition forces on his presidential palace on Friday. For months, there have been mass protests in Yemen by groups seeking Saleh's ouster. In the past 2 weeks, the conflict has grown bloody, bringing the country to the brink of civil war and economic collapse. Joining us now is Iona Craig with the London Times from the capital, Sana'a. You are out with the protesters. Tell us what's going on.
Well, certainly the scenes of celebration here this morning and this afternoon as word spread that Saleh had left to Saudi Arabia. There's been a lot of dancing and cheering and shouting. The protesters here are determined that he will not come back and that this is a new period of change for them.
Iona, what do we know about Saleh's injuries?
Initially, the injuries that he sustained were said to be more superficial, but those reports seem to have underestimated his injuries. And yesterday, it appeared that he suffered shrapnel wounds to his neck and reports that he had a shrapnel lodged close to his heart that was affecting his breathing. Although it does appear that he actually walked off the plane in Riyadh, but those wounds were apparently visible as he departed the aeroplane.
What was Saudi Arabia's role these past few days?
Certainly, they've been very much involved in trying to broker a ceasefire here in Sana'a between President Saleh, his troops, and the tribesmen of the Al-Akhmar family who have been fighting now in the northern part of the city for nearly 2 weeks. The fighting was still ongoing late last night and into the early hours this morning, even after the president had left. But after the sun came up this morning, certainly it has been quiet in Sana'a, suggesting that that ceasefire may have worked. But also Saudi Arabia has been heavily involved in the GCC deal, which has been a Gulf-brokered deal to attempt to transition of power from Saleh to his vice president over the last 2 months.
Now, for months, President Saleh has said that he won't step down, despite intense pressure in Yemen and from the international community. Do you think it's possible that he won't return?
I think it is possible that he won't return. I think the biggest indication of that at the moment is the fact that he's taken large amounts of his family with him. If he was planning on coming back, it would seem unlikely that he would do that. But having said that, I wouldn't put it past him that he may decide to return. He's claimed that chaos would reign without him and that the country would fall into the hands of Al-Qaeda. Now he has gone, it would be interesting to see if that chaos does come about and that he may then try and return to restore calm and fulfill his self-proclaimed prophecy.
Are his sons still in the country, as far as you know?
Certainly the head of the Republican Guard is still here today. Ahmed Ali is still here, and he was supposed to be meeting with the vice president, who is now in charge. But the Republican Guard has reportedly been involved in clashes in the highland city of Taiz, about 130 miles from here. So it may be that he will be trying to assert his own authority over the situation here now that his father has gone.
Now, speaking of the vice president, Yemen's vice president, Abed Rabo Mansour Hadi, met today with the U.S. ambassador. What can you tell us about that meeting?
Yeah, under the constitution and also under the terms of the GCC deal, he is now in charge here. He does gather some support from the opposition as well as from the ruling party, but he is a fairly insignificant character here in Yemen, despite the fact that he's held the position of vice president since 1994.
Well, obviously a pivotal time in Yemen. Iona Craig is with the Times of London. We reached her in Sana'a, Yemen. Thank you very much.
Thank you.